oil prices keep sliding.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Driving into work this morning, I saw gas prices were running about $4.30 a gallon. That's about 20 cents less than they were earlier this month, and they could go lower. The price of oil has dropped $23 in less than 2 weeks. That's partly because of our economic problems. The U.S. is the world's top oil consumer, so when our growth slows, global demand for oil drops. And the supply side of the oil equation could be getting a boost, too. The U.S. Geological Survey released a report that the Arctic may have massive oil reserves, as much as 90 billion barrels, or 20% of the world's undiscovered oil. Low oil prices were not enough to cheer up overseas markets. Some gloomy economic data is giving Europe the jitters. London's FTSE is down about 0.4%. Germany's DAX has shed about 0.8%. U.S. markets were up yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.25%. Wall Street was loving that mortgage rescue bill the House passed. It includes a multi-billion dollar bailout for homeowners and mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The bill is expected to reach the Senate this week. The World Trade Organization will resume talks in Geneva today. Negotiators are trying to reach a global trade deal by the weekend. Observers say that's probably not going to happen, and that could spell bad news for the world economy, as Stephen Beard reports.
A three-way deal is under discussion. Rich countries cut their farm subsidies, poor countries open up their markets to more industrial goods, and a big shake-up in the service sector, with less restriction on the movement of skilled workers around the globe. Agreement seems as elusive as ever, and a deadline is looming. If a deal isn't done before the August holiday begins, agreement will be further delayed by the US election in the fall. The whole round of talks could easily fail. Peter Sutherland, former head of the WTO, told the BBC that could have very damaging consequences.
It will increase, I think, the likelihood of more protectionism, which we've already seen evidence of, both in the European case and also in the United States in the lead-up to the presidential election. We can't allow that to happen.
The talks are due to end on Saturday but could drag on into next week. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
After 5 years of war in Iraq and nearly seven in Afghanistan, the Department of Veterans Affairs has seen demand for its services soar. But many veterans don't know what's available to them. So this week, the department rolls out its first ad campaign in 30 years. Jessica Lussenhop reports.
TV spots like this one featuring actor Gary Sinise will tell veterans about programs and benefits.
VA cares about you. VA.
Paul Rieckhoff is executive director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He says until recently, the VA was banned from advertising. All it could do was put posters and pamphlets in hospitals and outreach centers.
That's great if you get into the VA center. But most veterans who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan haven't been to the VA yet.
He says many vets don't even know what they can get from the government. Lizette Mondello is an official at the VA. She wants veterans to know what they're entitled to.
We're talking about various services that the VA might have to offer and to increase awareness about health care, about home loans, about education loans, about burial benefits.
Mondello says she doesn't know how much the ad campaign will cost. She says the VA is in the early stages of finding an agency to help. I'm Jessica Lussenhop for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement and by gather.com. Where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at gather.com.
States start their fiscal year this month. They've been hammered by rising unemployment and falling property taxes. This year's budget shortfall is expected to total around $40 billion. That's got states laying off workers and raising state college tuitions. Of course, some areas have been hit harder than others. One city that's taken a huge blow is Detroit. It's had a double whammy from home foreclosures and a faltering auto industry, so city leaders are looking for investments from some unexpected places. Scott Tong reports.
100,000. That's how many auto jobs Wayne County has lost in the past decade. It's the home of Detroit. Here's local man Jimmy speaking at a downtown music festival.
You know, we take our dogs for a walk and We'll notice one or two new houses either up for sale or actually have signs in the windows that they have been foreclosed, like every week, honestly.
It's hard to see this depressed economy as a buying opportunity, but some Chinese companies are doing just that. The Beijing-based Tempo Group ships chassis parts to North America. It just bought a Detroit warehouse to store them all in and an adjacent office park. On top of that, executive Jeff Zhao is hiring.
American automotive makers, they're reducing their workforce. So this is a good historical opportunity for people to set up shop here and to hire local talents.
Wayne County lured Zhao's company with tax breaks. County executive Robert Ficano says back in the 80s, Detroit didn't always play that game, and it got burned.
When Toyota first looked at, well, we're going to go in the United States, they were sort of shunned, and it wasn't a lot of effort to recruit. And now today, Toyota has, I believe, 9 or 10 manufacturing plants. None of them are in the state of Michigan. We don't want to make that mistake with the Chinese investment.
Every year, Ficano leads trade missions to China. And Michigan regularly hosts Chinese companies looking to acquire local firms. It's a form of global economy speed dating.
We're competing against Dubai, Beijing, and others. Capital's more mobile than it's ever been in the history of the world.
Still, not everyone in Michigan is a fan of Chinese investment. The notion of Buy America still holds currency here, and China's corporate reputation for quality isn't exactly great. Again, Chinese executive Jeff Zhao.
The bar is a little bit higher because people don't know you, and you have to exceed their expectations. It's not just in automotive industry, it's in everything. Every Chinese know that.
In the end, he expects Michigan locals to accept his company and his investment, since brand China in this case means American jobs. In Detroit, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.